RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Thursday morning, time for another Perigo's Perspective here at RCR. I've been particularly looking forward to this one. When the thing happened in the weekend, I thought, I wonder what Lindsay would say about this. Lindsay, welcome to the show.
Did something happen over the weekend?
Something huge, Lindsay.
Oh, huge. Oh, yeah. I think I might just be able to imagine what it is you're talking about. Yes, I will have a word or two about it.
I've got a good little story about this real quick. I was in the concrete bunker of the underground car park of a Wellington supermarket, and I saw the headline of this, but because the connectivity was so bad, I couldn't get into the story. I have never felt more disconnected and frustrated in that moment. I had to run outside to get the connectivity to confirm what that headline, I thought that headline was saying. And it was a very desperate situation, actually.
And it would have changed in the time it took you to get outside. The story would have changed.
Yeah, well, actually it had. And that image of him with the flag,
mm-hmm,
and the bloodied ear, and it was like an Iwo Jima type of image, you know, when they put the flag up. It'll go down like that in history.
It will be as enduring as that, for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, I think you're probably going to touch on this. So, Lindsay, the floor is yours.
Thank you. Well, indeed. At about 10 past 10 on Sunday morning, I was in front of television having my first or maybe second Jed of the day, hot, strong, and black, the way I like my Jeds. Jeds is my preferred brand of coffee. I was watching Orange Man Bad at his huge rally in Pennsylvania. He had just started to explain a graph on a big screen to his right, highlighting the huge explosion in numbers of illegal immigrants from shithole countries invading the southern border since the inauguration of Beijing Biden, the bribed bastard. Suddenly, there was a popping sound, and Orange swatted his right ear as if stung by a bee. The popping noises continued. Orange crouched down low and quickly disappeared from view. People with guns hurtled toward the stage. Oh, my God, I thought, it has happened. It being what I had foretold in this slot 2 weeks ago. The swamp, all of it. Not just the media maggots, but the entire deep state, especially the CIA and the FBI, will stop at nothing to stop Trump. They are beyond dirty and beyond evil. They were about to jail him a week from now, and, I suspect, engineer a Jeffrey Epstein suicide. They have been stymied by the Supreme Court, which has set off a new wave of woke fascist hysteria. They will now, I suspect, if all else fails, JFK Trump outright. Well, I immediately phoned Lady Olivia, known to RCR listeners, fellow Trumper, soulmate, and one-time speech pupil, and screamed, "They've shot him! They've effing shot him!" She said, "They've shot who?" I was too distraught to point out that should be "they've shot whom," and told her, the important thing, what had just happened. She went straight to her TV, and I focused back on mine. To my great relief, Orange had resurfaced. He appeared to be trying to fend off his protectors, one of whom was a brick Portaloo, who was at least a foot too short to be doing that job, a DEI hire, not only lacking in height, but out of her depth. There was at least one other like that. The fumbling fumbelinas, I subsequently saw them called. Orange to his protectors, struggling to get him off stage. "Let me get my shoes." Then, "Wait, wait, wait." To the crowd, fist pumps and fight, fight, fight. The crowd responding with USA, USA, USA.
USA! 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 USA!
Orange the Magnificent at his finest. Courageous and defiant to the end, or what was supposed to be the end. Orange the Braveheart. And his supporters, no panicking, no stampeding, no cowering, staying in place to roar their support. And if you watch Orange being bundled into the limo, see the Patriot on the right of screen looking into the media cameras, giving them the middle finger and shouting F you, knowing that the media maggots, Dem scum and the deep state have longed for and agitated for exactly the moment where Orange Man Bad gets eliminated.
He is destructive to our democracy, and he has to be eliminated.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is the charming Dem scum Congressman Dan Goldman, the same sack of excrement who claimed that when Beijing Biden, the bribed bastard, the big guy, met up with or got on speakerphone with Hunter Biden and his business associates, they just talked about the weather. And for good measure, harking back to my theme from last week, infantilism, here's a fry-quacking Generation Zombie infantile with Trump derangement syndrome on steroids on the Chinese Communist Party platform TikTok, hysterically lamenting the fact that the shooter missed.
I just found out about this shit. It just happened. I haven't even had a second to process. You're telling me somebody finally had the balls to bring a pew-pew, and he missed!
No doubting for whom that thing will vote. So, was this an attempt to JFK Trump, an inside job? This was the deep state's last chance, after all, to stop Trump getting the Republican nomination. All else had failed. The indictments, the convictions, the attempts to discredit, bankrupt, and jail him, all that had failed. All that was left, as I said 2 weeks ago, was to kill him outright. Now, this doesn't prove, of course, that that's what this was. Nor does Beijing Biden's plea in a conference call to donors on July the 8th to put Trump in a bullseye. Quote, "We need to move forward. Look, we have roughly 40 days till the convention, 120 days till the election. We can't waste any more time being distracted. I have one job, and that's to beat Donald Trump. I'm absolutely certain I'm the best person to be able to do that. So we're done talking about the debate. It's time to put Trump in a bullseye." Unquote. Still, that doesn't prove this was a JFK job, nor does the fact that the head of the Secret Service, a brick Portaloo, is another DEI appointment, a fatuous female committed to making sure that a third of the Secret Service is female, regardless of merit. Or that her Secret Service had turned down repeated requests from the Trump campaign for beefed up security. But it all does become mighty suspicious when we learn that the shooter's suspicious presence had been signaled to law enforcement half an hour before the shooting, and he remained unapprehended. That he had unimpeded access to a roof a mere 130 yards away from Trump with a clear line of fire. That his presence on that roof with a rifle was being communicated by rally attendees to the Secret Service and local law enforcement for 2 minutes before he got to open fire, and they did nothing. That the Secret Service countersnipers on another roof had him trained in their sights for that 2 minutes, but did nothing until he fired at Trump. And that the brick Portaloo was refusing to resign in spite of what is being called universally an epic fail by her Secret Service. Any investigation by the FBI is going to be rubbish. That's like OJ heading an inquiry into the conduct of his own murder trial. This is the self-same FBI that has been trying to jail Trump, that choreographed the Russia collusion hoax, that suppressed the Hunter Biden laptop, that orchestrated the January the 6th violence, that did nothing about the more than 500 only Black Lives Matter riots in 2020, that goes after Catholics who prefer their mass in Latin, and goes after parents who object to school boards foisting transgender pornography on their children. The upper echelons of the FBI and its director, Christopher Wray, are corrupt to their dirty, filthy, rotten core. Regardless of what is actually the case, the FBI will tell us, as it did with JFK, that this was one lone nutter acting on his own. JFK inside job or not, Orange the Braveheart is the Republican nominee, now duly anointed at the Republican National Convention. His choice of J.D. Vance as running mate is as perfect as the phone call to Zelensky, for which he was impeached by the Dem scum, unsuccessfully. They whom I so affectionately call the Dem scum and all the woke fascist deep state filth, including the media maggotry, they're all on their way out. For the umpteenth time, Lee Greenwood did the honors for a brave heart sporting an ear bandage.
We are here tonight with one purpose, and that is to elect Donald J. Trump as the next president of the United States. He is here tonight to show his courage, his defiance against somebody who tried to kill him. You will not take this man down. He has the courage, the strength, and he will be the next president of the United States. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea. Ladies and gentlemen, the 45th President of the United States and soon to be the 47th President of the United States, please welcome Donald J. Trump. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Oh, and I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right.
On the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.